Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Get off of me, damn hunter. What the hell was that? That tasted disgusting. Antidote. Antidote for what? The poison? Hang on. You didn't have to put your mouth to mine to get me to drink that crap. It woke me up, didn't it? Well, of course it did. Wait. I was asleep. For how long? 2 days. But I... my leg. What? Is this a bandage? You wrapped it up? Why would you do that? Well, you took the time to injure me. So it makes no sense that you would bandage my wounds. And what's all this crap about an antidote? You said the poison wouldn't kill me. Stronger than you thought. Huh. Well, shit. No, nothing. I'm not gonna thank you or anything if that's what you were hoping for. And why am I still chained up like this? You're not seriously gonna bring me back, are you? With you to the Hunters Association, I mean. So what? You really think I care how big of a bounty they put on my head? I'd rather die than be their plaything. You've seen what they do to wolves. They chain us up and put us in cages like animals. And then they torture us until we're dead. I told you. I'm not going with you. Now let me go. Ow! What the hell? Still too weak to move. I am not. I can fight you right here, right now. So, let's go. You think, just because you got a couple scratches in, that I'm down for the count? You better think again. Hey! Damn it, why did you push me? My balance? So what? My eyesight's just a little blurry still, that's all. I'll be fine in no time. The antidote still needs time to take effect. Well, I'm not gonna just sit here and wait to get better for you to bring me back for the slaughterhouse. So come on. Unchain me. Duh. You really think I'm gonna sit here and listen to that crap? I don't give a shit about your sense of justice and blah blah blah. Do I know what I'm wanted for? Probably for eating humans, if I had to guess. For killing a child? Wait, what? Hold on. Will you shut up about that justice being served crap for 2 seconds? What are you talking about? I never killed anyone. Especially not a child. I may be a monster, but I would never do that. It's all anyone has been talking about. What do you mean? Gone missing? Hang on. If a little girl is missing, that doesn't mean that I ate them. They mentioned my name? What? I don't know any kids. So I doubt they came out here in the forest looking for me. And if they did, you should be focusing your efforts on finding them and not turning me in. Especially not for something I didn't do. Without a body, you have no proof. And kids wander off all the time. You shouldn't believe everything they tell you. That's why you hunters are so damn irritating. I am not yelling. Whatever. It's not like you're gonna listen to me anyway. They're just using you. You realize that, right? Because you're strong, and you're a good fighter. And they'll lie to you as much as they need to get you to do their bidding. Besides, they're under direct orders from the church. And those guys are always bad news. What, do you really think those damn priests can be trusted? Give me a break. They'll go on and on spouting all that religious bullshit. But in the end, they're the ones that are doing the most injustice. Oh, please. Don't play dumb. You've seen the types of experiments they do. I would be no exception. Especially if the hunters were to hand me over to the church. They'd take me into some secret underground lab and run experiments on me, and I'd never see the light of day again. But it's true, and you know it is. Oh, please. I can already tell you're not really the religious type. You're just following orders. So don't pretend like you agree what that damn church does is considered justice. 'Cause I'm not buying it. You really don't give a damn about them. And I know that. Because I can just tell by your body language. The way you're standing with your arms folded like that, leaning up against the wall, rolling your eyes at me. You hate the church just as much as I do. So why don't you quit? There are plenty of other ways to make money. You don't have to be a hunter to make ends meet. Best paying job in the land. Huh. Well, I suppose you're not wrong. The church will pay any amount of money to get what they want. and they don't have the muscle for it. So of course they would hire the Hunters Association in their place to do all the dirty work for them. So they can continue to pretend to be saints or whatever. But still, no matter what you say, I'm not going with you. I'll get out of here one way or another. Even if I have to kill you. Don't think that I won't. What are you doing? Hey, that's a little too close to my face. You'll just catch me again. And again and again, huh? Oh, yeah. Why, you... Damn it. My wounds are still healing. It hurts so much to move. What are you smiling at? By the way, your fire's gonna go out if you don't go get some more wood for it. There's no way that's gonna last through the night. And trust me, you don't want to know what goes on in the dark in this forest. With me all chained up like this, and with how weak I am from the poison, not even I could save us at this point. We'd be dead by morning. Would you just listen to me? I'm not kidding. I live out here and you don't. There's worse things in these mountains than me. I know what I said. Just trust me. There are bigger and stronger monsters roaming around. And yeah, I can fend them off, but not in this state. You may have been able to catch me, because you used a few dirty tricks. But these monsters won't fall for that shit. And a little bit of poison isn't gonna KO any of them. So, I'm saying, just keep the fire going. And don't sleep tonight. Did you not hear me? I said you can't go to bed yet. But I'm awake. You really expect me to sit here chained up to this tree and keep watch? Well, no. Of course I'm not gonna sleep. I'm more of a night owl anyway. You should know that. Wolves mostly hunt during the night. The only reason I came out in the day was because I could smell you. And your scent was just too good for me to pass up. Yeah, I got it. You did it on purpose. I'm not stupid. Now that I know you're a hunter, everything makes sense. Why you were out there all alone, pretending to be injured. Why you scraped yourself and made yourself bleed. Especially because they probably gave you insight on where I lived. Hunters have been after me in this forest for years. They kind of know where my cave is, at least the general area. So if you came looking for me, you found the perfect spot. It was almost too perfect. I should have seen right through you. Yeah, I'll keep watch, I guess. But if anything shows up, and you're asleep, we're both dead. It's not like I'd be able to wake you. Because I can tell how exhausted you are from fighting me. And besides, you probably didn't bring many rations with you either. You didn't think this would take this long. So you're short on food, and water, and time. Which means you're extra tired. And hungry. If you let me go, I could... Will you just listen? I could catch something for you. You really think I'm gonna get far with these injuries? Come on, just unchain me for a minute. You need to get your strength up, right? It's at least a day's walk back. I promise it'll only take me a minute. Most of my senses have already returned. And I can hear some animals in the brush nearby. Trust me, I'm a good hunter. I can catch as a rabbit, no problem. See, your tummy's already grumbling. So don't pretend like you're not hungry. Okay. I promise I won't try to run. At least, not yet. I could leave at any time if I really wanted to. And we both know it. Once my full strength is returned, these chains are as good as broken. Silver. Don't you think I know that already? But still, I can break out, no sweat. Oh, you're really gonna let me, huh? I am holding still. Finally. Feels good to have my wrists free. Hey! What are you doing? I thought you were gonna take that off my neck. Well, how do you expect me to hunt with this chain making noise? Besides, the silver weakens me, remember? I won't be at full capacity. That's why you're leaving it on me. As insurance, huh? Yeah, I got it. Damn it. Okay. Will you be quiet? I'm trying to listen. There. I'm just gonna go this way, okay? Relax. Okay. What are you doing? You don't have to follow behind me. You'll scare the prey away. Well, you can just watch from there, then. Good grief. It's like being followed around by a newborn pup or something. Oh, nothing. Will you shut up? I'm trying to concentrate. This damn chain is gonna make it harder for me. I'll have to make do. Maybe if I just tuck it in my shirt. Okay. Right. Over. Here! I caught it! Don't what? Oh, shut up. How else are we gonna cook it if I don't kill it? It's just a rabbit. Oh, get over yourself. You know, for a hunter, you have a weak stomach. There, it's done. Here. You can cook it over the fire. Don't tell me you're squeamish about this, too. It's easy to skin a rabbit. Fine, let me do it. You just grab the skin and rip it off like this. There. Well, of course it's easy for me. I hunt all the time. And I'm stupid strong, so I can pull the skin off in one go. Will you stop acting like you're impressed? You really aren't much of a hunter, are you? Haven't spent a lot of time outside. Well, what about tracking and stuff? They make you do that. Isn't that outdoors? Yes, but your time is limited. Huh. So you mostly spend your days inside training. What a waste. Wait a minute. You know exactly what I was talking about, don't you? About the underground church and... Hang on. You're not just a hunter, are you? You're a modified... Get your hand off me. Why won't you let me say it? Because you don't want to accept that you were one of their experiments. Why do you think you're so nimble and can easily move through the trees without being detected? You're fast and you're strong. Your skills don't even match your body type. Didn't you ever find that suspicious? And that they keep you underground most of the time unless you're going out on missions. Man, you really are just a puppet for them, aren't you? Damn Hunter Society. Of course they're experimenting on humans now too. How can you be okay with this? Whatever. It's none of my business anyway. Just hurry up and cook and eat your food. And don't worry about me. I had a big meal yesterday. And I can go weeks without eating, unlike a human. So just focus on yourself. Yeah, what? Hey. Damn it. I thought you were gonna leave those off of me. Will you stop? You don't have to chain me back up like this. I told you I wasn't going anywhere. At least not yet. Not until I convince you to leave that stupid group. Not gonna happen. Why you... Hey! Are you listening? Unchain me, dammit! What? Getting tired of listening to me talk down about you. It's not about you specifically. I mean, kind of, but... You are a hunter. And you know what they do. So you can't keep siding with them. I mean, are you really gonna tell me that you... The hell are you doing? Gagging me. You can't be serious. I'll run my mouth as much as I want. Damn you. You're just a stupid human. You don't understand what they're doing. And besides, that missing girl is probably taken by the church. Did you even think to look there first before coming after me? I will not stop until you listen. You're so damn stubborn you can't even see what's right in front of you. I can help you find her. You just have to trust me. Done listening? Damn it. Wait. I'm not just gonna let you do this. That girl could really use our help. We'd make a pretty good team. Yeah. So come on. What? Some time to think. There's nothing to think about. With my hunting instincts and my sense of smell, not to mention my hearing, if you had something of the little girl's that went missing, I could help you track her. I know I didn't kill her, and you know it too. So let me help you find her. And then you can take her back to the hunters and prove my innocence. Besides, they'd probably even pay you a bigger bounty for saving someone's kid. Did you ever think of that? You need time. Nope. Wait.
Damn it.
Are you really gonna leave me here like this? Just until you're done eating? Damn you! That cloth doesn't taste good, you know.
I will not get some rest, damn it.
Hey there, listener. Thank you so much for your support. If you enjoyed this video, feel free to like and subscribe for more. Also, don't forget to leave a comment down below. I really enjoy reading your feedback. And if you'd like to support the channel, please join my Patreon. You'll get early access to ASMRs, poll votes, daily updates, and of course, exclusive spicy content made just for you, and much, much more. My Discord link is also in the description down below, if you'd like to chat with me. I'd love to get to know you better. And as always, this is Akihiko Kai. See you next time.